Hello, Guardians. Today is April 5th, 2024. My name's Danfinity, and welcome to Destiny Digest. We have a banger of a show for you this week. I was able to get Bonafide Hero Sammy Cat and Nope into a panel to talk about the past 3 weeks of reveals for Destiny 2's Into the Light. Into the Light seems interesting to me. It plays off of the nostalgia for, I think, partially the 30th anniversary. It plays off nostalgia for weapons throughout the history of Destiny 2, as well as, like, we have the Super Black Shader. We have a whole bunch of other stuff. Onslaught, the 50-level wave-based horde mode seems cool. I want to know more about Pantheon when it comes out on April 30th. It seems like a really good ploy to get people engaged back with the game right before the final shape. This is a free update for every Guardian that will go live on April 9th. Speaking of April 9th, my schedule for the next couple of weeks will be filled a little bit with Destiny 2. On April 9th, the Reset Boys return to Tuesdays. We'll be knocking out stuff with the Into the Light update. On Thursday, I'm doing Oops All Whisper missions. That's right, Whisper is coming back with Into the Light. So much stuff. But Oops All Whisper missions on Thursday, April 11th, with my buddy Moshpat. I'm getting my sea legs back for that one. As always, Sundays will be helping Guardians get in-game loot from GMs, exotic missions, things that you gotta cross off your list before the final shape comes around. Also, we'll be raiding, so come on through. That's twitch.tv/Danfinity. Would love to see you there. I'd also love to see you in my Discord server, discord.gg/Danfinity. No doubt it's going to be humming with activity with the new update. It really feels like there's going to be a bunch of secrets kind of layered into the light. But before I get too far into my own personal reflections here, let's go to the panel with Bonafide Hero, Sammy Cat, and Noah. Welcome in, everybody, and thank you for sitting down with us today on Destiny Digest. We have Bonafide Hero Sammy Cat, Nope, and producer Seth on the ones and twos.
Word of God.
Hello, hello.
Hey, welcome in. Glad to have you guys. I believe this.
I believe this is
Bonna and Sammy's. Bonna, I think you've been on four of these now. Four timer club. Sammy, this is your second one that you've done with us here. And then Nope, you're a first timer. So welcome, welcome to the Discord server. First of all, how is everybody doing? How's your week going? What are you playing in Destiny 2? We'll go ahead and start with Bonna.
Yeah, that's great.
So just, it was a little bit quiet there at the beginning of the year with Destiny. So for other games, but coming back and just running through everything, there's a lot to do, I guess, to whether it's, even with the extended season, there's things to tick off in your list, whether it be seals or, Lightfall seals, or anything like that throughout the year. Tick those off. Just came back a little bit sort of stronger, running people through Grandmasters and just grinding loot, not getting too lucky. I think since 3 weeks ago when all of this, these dev streams started coming about and, them dropping the new arsenal and all that, there's definitely some excitement. So just take the time at the moment to complete what you need to, because next week we're going to be busy, aren't we? And it feels like they're jamming so much in. It's not like it's a brand new season. There's like 2 months to go and we got a bit of a roadmap for that. So it's just going to be just ramping up for that.
Yeah. Sammy, what about you? What challenges are you working on right now?
I am working on Solo Explicator or Planets, one of the middle encounters in Root of Nightmares. It's my first solo raid encounter, and I wanted to get it done by the end of March. Definitely did not get it done by the end of March. Still got a very, very, very long way to go, but I'm really proud of myself, how far I've come.
Yeah. What's the roadblock there that you see the most in your play?
Well, I went into it February 12th, not really having used solar at all. I didn't even know what Radiant was. Or that there was a healing grenade.
Yeah.
I went in not knowing how to use Eager Edge, and I went in not knowing the mechanics of the encounter or how to do anything with a time limit. And I was doing it with all bows. So it's been a learning process. I didn't realize it's considered one of like the three hardest solo raid encounters.
Fami, I love you. I just want to say this right now. I love you because this is just like pure optimism that became perseverance. And I think, like, correct me if I'm wrong, now it's just like spite. And I love that. I love this kind of like steps of the whole situation.
I just surpassed 1,500 unintentional deaths. I've gone through multiple thousands of raid banners. And I still, it's really cool because I'm like, I never used to be able to connect those two planets. And now I can. I've gotten to damage, I think, like 7 times.
Oof.
Which might not seem really good, but that's like massive.
That's a lot. Yes.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah. I was going to say that like, that many times, like 1,500 deaths, and then like only 7 times getting, like, yes, unintentional. But that many times going, and then like 7 times at bat, basically at the boss, like that's insane to me. I would not have the patience for that. So kudos to you. Nope. What about you?
Like challenges?
Or like what are you doing this week in Destiny? What are you playing?
I was actually been trying to do Ghost solo.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only done it 4 times, so I'm not really too familiar with the dungeon, but I've gotten to the second boss and got very, very close to killing him, but I messed up on the timer. Mm-hmm. Like, I forgot what it's called, but other than that, I probably would have gotten it. But yeah, I've actually started doing a little bit more like helps. So like GM helps. I've done a ton of prophecy helps as well, doing the farming for the ARs and stuff. So I'm breaking out of that shell of like doing more with the community. But I've been having a ton of fun with it.
That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
I've been kind of doing what Bana proposed earlier in the conversation. I've been just eating a lot of my vegetables, doing catalysts that I didn't finish up for years in some cases.
Oh, no.
And I'm working on a lot of crucible catalysts. Currently I think I'm 100 kills away from Vigilance Wing being completed. Nice. And I hopped into Iron Banner last night into that new mode. I forget what the name of it is called. What is it?
Tribute.
I had a blast.
I tried it.
It's been a lot of fun.
A lot of people hate it.
What is it?
Yeah, so,
it's like Gambit in PvP. Like,
yeah.
6v6, and you kill people and you get like an engram that drops. And you then go pick it up. You can carry, I think it's like 10, I think it's the max.
Yeah.
But then you have like 2 banks that spawn and rotate around the map
every
30 seconds. Okay. So it's a node that you go and take there. All day, all week, everyone's been saying, oh, it's so crap, don't play it, don't waste time.
I freaking love it.
It's so much faster. And I jumped in, and I'm like, guys, why didn't you tell me to play this earlier? Like,
yeah.
It was so much fun.
It makes me think of Kill Confirmed from Call of Duty.
Pretty much it. You just got to do something.
I loved
with the tags.
I loved it.
It's supremacy with an extra step is what it feels like.
So you have to bank it. So you don't collect it, but you have to bank it at the same time, basically.
Yeah, I think I played it last time.
I think it was out like last time Iron Banner was out, so I think I did play that.
They fixed a lot of it because last time I was around, a lot of people hated it because there were like a lot of issues with it. But they've adjusted a lot of the things, like the timer, a bunch of stuff. But yeah, I remember playing it last time. I haven't played this time, but last time it was not fun. I'm hoping they fixed it enough or changed enough things that it is fun. Bana says it's fun. Dan says it's fun. So hopefully it is fun. But I know a lot of the PvP players, for example, they don't like it.
Yeah. I got most of my Vigilance Wings kills in that mode versus control. I don't know what the difference is there. Maybe it's because like it churns you around more on the map. But yeah, I just had a blast with it. And I was like, well, if I'm working on Vigilance Wing, I might as well also like play the one that is giving me the most either advantage or boost for this catalyst. So it just happened to be Tribute. And yeah, I've really enjoyed that.
How many catalysts have you done so far? Like, how many did you need to do? Is it like collecting years worth?
Yeah, collecting years worth of them. Yeah,
so like, almost everything.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
That's me.
It was a lot of Shirochi. It was a lot of the entrance to Grasp of Avarice for some of them. It was a lot of...
Altars?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't even go into Altars. That would have been smart. But
what I did with mine.
I've just been hopping into more Crucible lately. So just trying to get that stuff all wrapped up.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been cool. So let's kind of get to the main event, as it were, of why I've invited you all here. We have coming next week on April 9th into light. Over the past 3 weeks, we have received a lot of information via some Bungie reveals about not only the events that are going to be taking place and the activities such as Onslaught and the return of the Whisper and the Zero Hour missions, but we also saw information about what rewards we'd be having, returning a new public space for us to go to, and May 7th is the return for those Crucible maps. So my first question to you all, like, when... I know, Sammy, you and I were in the call when they announced they were pushing back Final Shape and that they were like, yeah, we're working on this thing called Into the Light. You'll learn more about it in the next few months. But it didn't really feel like they had
not expect what.
Yeah.
They actually announced.
Yeah.
The gravity of it. I mean,
yeah. When you were in the call, what did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be similar, kind of a mix between Riven's Wishes and I don't know if you guys remember year one for Solstice of Heroes, maybe they did the Redux missions where they redid some of the missions. So, I mean, taking what we have and just kind of boosting it a little bit.
Yeah.
Not giving us a ton of new stuff. I mean, they're giving us, a lot.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what it would be. It's looking like we're getting a 30th anniversary size content dump with all of this. What's everybody's thoughts?
10 years of Destiny, isn't it? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah.
What are everybody's thoughts initially with this update? What are you looking forward to?
I had a question about it, and I kind of talked with my community, is that this had to have been thought through, brainstormed, gotten approval for, financially just executed all of this a very, very, very long time ago. And the Final Shape was originally supposed to come out in February. So all of this content, there's no way that they could have just decided when they figured out, okay, we have to delay it. There's no way in that time they were just like, okay, well, let's go ahead and bring all of this together. So I'm wondering, where did this all come from? When was it supposed to release?
I have a feeling it probably was like talked about a few months prior to like when the Final Shape would release. I'm just speculating. This is for free, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they were going to pull it from episodes.
Oh, maybe.
They could have. I had the same sort of questions come my way as well. And my sort of, troubleshooting sort of corporate sort of let's run down the line and, fix what's happening is, of course they knew ages ago that the game was going to be delayed. When was the Sony acquisition? Early last year, and we can go into that for days, can't we? But I'm sure there was many things happening back then, but I would speculate that to the wider Bungie sort of team, this was all either going to be in going to be in the Final Shape, or it was going to come out about now anyway, leading us into that. So either, depending on how you look at it, it's either been delayed or it's been bought out of the final shape. So, which, if they've bought it out of the final shape, that means that they need to put pieces back into
it. That's what I'm wondering.
But we're talking about over a year of, you know, the pieces starting to fall into place at a executive level to get to this point. So, you can't just do this. However, there's aspects of this, like Whisper, like Zero Hour, that are returning. This could have been in development for years, right? Like, but it's always been on the back burner. So when they're like, okay, to the wider team, we need to delay the final shape 3 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's grab these assets that we've been working on for a rainy day, and let's bring them out and let's chuck them in for something to do. So that's, I'm sure that's where all that's come from. And then they've been talking about sunsetting. If we look back at Root of Nightmares, where they did the Master Adept weapons as enhanced weapons. So they've been playing around, moving away from crafting for a while to then focus more on enhancing. And I'm all for that, but I also like my enhanced Adept weapons too. So it brings back, and as a lot of people have said on Twitter or on their sort of streams on YouTube, that it brings back the want to grind for those certain roles because it's completely random to drop. Mm-hmm. And then they can put all their materials and all their grinding into improving them from there. So by them bringing out weapons that are in the vault that they know we throth over, and I am a sensor me, a slut for, you know, I go hard, as many other people do. You know, they know how we're going to react to all this. So all this stuff, even though the wider team wouldn't have known about Insolite or whatever, or anything been delayed, all this stuff has been in development and on the back end for years.
I will add one thing, though, to what Bonner said. I don't think he's wrong overall, but I will say one thing about the Whisper and the Zero Hour. I don't think it had been in development for years, because I think what they did is, like, maybe, and again, like, we're fucking going into conjectures right now, but whatever. Do you guys remember when, I think it was Beyond Light, when Beyond Light dropped, there was like a few weeks, one or two or something like that, where Prophecy was not available. Right?
Yeah. There's like reason two, why three
Prophecy.
Weeks.
Yeah. And then they brought it back. Right. And there's a reason why Prophecy wasn't available during that week. Prophecy back in the day was tied to Reckoning. So when you loaded into Prophecy, you loaded all the assets for Reckoning type of deal. And this is how a lot of the Bungie stuff is made, is that, for example, Lost Sectors, you load into a Lost Sector on a planet, or like a mission, like, for example, Whisper, you load into quote-unquote IO. You have to load the assets for IO. So what they did is, when they released Beyond Light, they released like a big update for the engine, right? And that required a lot of things to be recoded to the new engine, to be ported, quote unquote, to the engine. So
new
what they did also
host from what
exactly,
they...
yeah. So
and
when,
I have a link
when
to
they...
that TWAB if you want it.
So yeah, exactly. But so what they did is what when they did the new engine and everything, they had to kind of re-script or recode Prophecy outside of Reckoning. They had to make it its own bubble. And this is what happened. So what I think they might have done, and again, we're throwing ideas, is that they were like, okay, we need content, we need stuff. They had talked before about bringing back, like, Hawkmoon as a craftable and, like, all of these weapons. They hadn't mentioned Whisper or all of that, but they had talked about, oh yeah, a lot of these mission weapons will come back as craftable, meaning the mission will come back with it, hopefully. Or they'll find another way to make it available, whatever. So what I think they might have done, they were like, okay, well, we need to fill some voids, or we want to create some hype, we want to create some excitement about a game. Let's take these old missions and quote-unquote port them over. And it's easier to port that over than to create something completely new with new assets.
Whole cloth. Yeah, which is why
so I don't know if it was like
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it was like in development for years. Maybe it was like,
who's maybe to say that since the moment they took it away, when they took all this content out of the game and these locations out of the game, which goes into what you're saying, because they had to take these away for that, who's to say that since they took all that away, they haven't been working on it?
I mean, they would have had to. That makes sense with like Titan, right? They took it away and then brought it back. You know, small enough.
It was small enough, though, and they only needed to bring back that fifth of it to bring it back into the game and change it up just enough for a season.
You think, like, you see these, like, Mars, Titan, those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exactly the same, right? Especially, like, Mars, when you compare it to, like, old Mars, the area is different, too.
True. Like, it's not like a patrol.
Right. Well, it's also not a patrol, but visually, there's, like, the blight stuff that weren't there on on Mars before, for example, right? So they ported it, but they didn't port all of it, and also they changed the visual. Like, they changed the skin of it, let's call it that. So maybe it had been an idea, but I think it also may, it could have been something that was in development for years, but I think it might also have just been something like, we need to add more to this. Let's throw these in because they're a mission that can be contained in their own bubble, like Prophecy, like a dungeon. They can be their own thing. They're easier to contain instead of bringing back Io or Mars or all of these things. Although I wish they would do that. Who knows if they ever will, but... I don't know, but I truly wish they did because I think the game needs it, but we're not going to get into that. But like, I think that, these missions, they were really well loved. Like the community loved Whisper, community loved Zero
Community
Hour,
favorites.
Right? Community favorites, like just, they adore it. It's like one of those, like, you had to be there type of thing. Well, now it's going to come back and so on and so forth. But they're like, those are going to win us brownie points. They're going to win us like the favor of the community for that. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to add other stuff. Again, it's the same thing with some of the weapons, right? Like a lot of the weapons, like,
are in game
fan favorites.
Yeah, they're fan favorites. A lot of them were already in the game. But Sammy, what were you going to say?
Yes, so sorry.
All of the stuff that they had put into the content vault before Beyond Light, I mean, there was a ton that we had lost. A ton. But when they switched those scripting hosts, they did have to recode a lot of things. They had to bring in artists to update the skybox lighting. They had to redo lighting for everything. They would have had to do that while also building everything for Beyond Light, giving us all of that additional content that we had. So them, two things with bringing things out of the content vault. I know that's a whole different discussion, but they would have to go through the older content, recode a lot of it, go through the art assets, go through lighting, go through some rigging. I mean, they'd have to go through everything to port it over. And then on top of that, do you know, like, how big the game would be? The game would be massive.
100%.
So if we got all of those raids back, if we got all of those missions back, I'm shocked that they gave us two old exotic quests. I am shocked. And my only thought is maybe they were going to give us one this episode, this upcoming episode, maybe one the next episode to hold us over because the episodes are going to be longer. That was just a thought. But I mean, if they were to bring everything back, that would take up resources. That would take up space. They lost, what was it, 11% or something of...
Is something like that.
Yeah, something like those lines.
Down, and then moving over to Marathon, it's not feasible... financially, it's not feasible. Technically,
but the engine is also being updated, right? We have to think about that. We have to think the engine keeps getting up. It's an old engine. Like it's a 20-something really year old engine. Like it's a Tiger engine, right? And people keep saying like, oh, they should move to another engine. Like, no, I don't think they should move to another engine. Like that's just completely bonkers. That's even more work than to try to update the engine they already have because they've already invested in that engine and it's their own stuff and whatnot, right? But
yeah, just update it. Do what James Cameron and Star Citizen did.
Exactly. So I think that that's fine. But like, we also think about, okay, the engine is being updated. How does that optimize everything?
Yeah.
Because maybe it does optimize everything, right? Maybe they are also changing how the file processing is doing. Like we're very just
it's all speculation,
right? Right,
we're deep in speculation territory, but
like one of those things where you have
to... I used to
right, that's fair. But also like maybe it makes the game more optimized, maybe it makes it so that the game doesn't have to be like insanely huge because maybe that helps. I truly hope that's one of those things because one of my biggest gripe, and I keep saying that all the time, and Dan is tired of me saying that, but one of my biggest gripes about Destiny right now is the replayability of the game. There is very little replayability, right? And if you bring new people in, it's not it. The nicest way I can put it, but like the new light, like version of Destiny currently is not it.
Right.
And I'm going to leave it at that because otherwise I can be very mean about it.
Luckily you say that because they're changing it.
Yeah, they're changing it. I honestly think that that's probably a better way of doing it instead of like having a bunch of missions where you just kind of learn the ropes of your ability and just unlocking one and getting right in with a buddy. I feel like that's probably the better option.
Pokemon Go starter, basically. Yeah. You choose one. And...
Yeah. Going back to like when we think this all started, I know back, so April 15th was the day that I think that was the day that Joe Blackburn addressed the PvP community, shortly after they did the director's cut for right before the announcement of Final Shape, or before the grand reveal of Final Shape on the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost wondering if it didn't start like around that time for Into the Light.
Maybe.
Because production being what it is, we know that it takes a longer amount of time, and that anything that comes out is the light from a distant star that burnt out probably thousands of years ago or 9 months ago. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But it could have been something that they had in the plan from the get-go of like, okay, we'll probably need to get engagement up for Final Shape. Since February is a long way off, right? And even if they had known that they were going to be pushing it all the way back to June, back in August, they knew that they would have to have something that would get engagement up right before in order to kind of like coast in rather than like have a hard start.
Yeah.
And this kind of thing feels like it fits into a marketing strategy of like, you know, there's going to be a lot of nostalgia around the Final Shape. It's a 10-year payoff on a story that's been going as long. Pulling pieces from the history, the much loved greatest hits bangers that the community has loved, pulling those out right beforehand, bringing back some weapons that people enjoyed. Like, I'm really looking forward to the weapons that came out of Season of the Forge. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see
Me
those
too.
Back. Yeah. Those are going to be super cool. It feels like they're playing on that super hard beforehand, which makes me think that it was at least in the plans before all this. Could be wrong. Probably am wrong. I'll just operate on that function. But
you'd have to be a certain type of ignorant to believe that Bungie doesn't have contingencies.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
And ultimately, many people have their comments about Bungie, and you know, especially all this stuff that's coming on. It's not over here, but all the stuff that's come out from all these articles and these leaks and the conversations following on from the layoffs last year, because I believe that was a really big turning point for community division.
Mm-hmm.
In saying that, they can't not have a contingencies, or you know, okay, this plan's not going to work. We're going to try plan Charlie. You know, like there's stuff, and there's going to be stuff that we never see the light of day. Like, what do we hear about that sort of dating thing that a dev had put to execs? Right, like there's stuff that we'll never see the light of day for.
Yeah, they do never game hear about stuff that, like, yeah.
But. You'll get this from any developer out there, any publisher, any production company that creates a movie or a TV series, or you know, your favorite book series. There's so much going in the background that all we can do is sit here and speculate. But yeah, it's not just in the last like 9 months they've chosen to do this and then pulled it out of thin air.
Yeah, and we have to keep in mind that currently Destiny is the only known moneymaker for Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're not going to pull the plug on that. Like, they have to keep this game
they
going.
Can't.
Like, yeah, exactly, right? They have just, to keep this game going, can't. And they have to make it work somehow. And like,
I
they
won't
have
let
to.
Them.
I mean, fair, but like,
I've
also, like, they
too
have
much
to
bright keep... dust, too much silver.
Fair, right? Same. But like, it's one of those things where people keep forgetting that like, one way or another, Bungie has to keep Destiny going.
Mm.
And for a while, people were kind of not letting go of the game, but putting the game aside for a while, right? Because they're like, I have nothing to do. Nothing interests me. There's nothing that engages me in the game. And engagement is something they need to bring in the money, because that's how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's also like kind of their, like you said, they have to bring in like interest and engagement for Final Shape. but they also need to get back into the good graces of the community because they've been having hard times with that lately for multitudes of reasons, right? Where they're like the layoffs or like just the game feeling stale and like not really having one of those things. I was having a conversation with somebody recently. I don't remember who it was, but like Bungie used to be great innovators in the gaming industry, right? They were one of the few ones that started with crossplay. They were one of the first ones to have crossplay, right? Cross save and crossplay. And then they were one of the few, like they kept innovating. Like they kind of built the basis for a game as a live service. We all hate it now, but still, back in the day, that was new. That was cool. And like Bungie kept innovating in these, like in those things. Sometimes they were not the first, but they would take an idea and like go further with it sometimes or so on and so forth. And they were recognized.
They played.
They were, yeah, exactly. They were loved for these things, right? They were like loved for being innovators or pushing or so on and so forth. But for the last few years, we've all kind of forgot that they used to do that. And I think that they themselves forgot that they used to do that. And they haven't really innovated in any way, shape, or form, which is sad. But they have to kind of go back to that now. And I don't think this is what they're doing right now, but hopefully that gives them back that little kick of like, okay, we're going to go back to what our roots used to be. And go back to getting the community on our side, because the community was like hardcore for Bungie back in the day.
Yeah,
I remember that.
I think the Bungie that everybody remember. I came on with Destiny, so I don't have a nostalgia for Halo or Marathon or any of the previous IP that they created. But it seems like my guess is that when you kind of like strap into the horse of a 10-year plan, you're going to kind of not grow stale, but you have a formula for how you do things. And that formula, if it changes in as it's changed in a lot of minute ways over the past 10 years and with different expansions that vary in quality with 10 years and with it being a connected saga, your best is tied to some of your worst. And so it's 100%. It's just how that goes. I think the innovation wise, they probably have the best shot at it with Marathon. I think they're still working on, what's the other one? They still have that investment from Tencent that they need to make good on, which was, I believe, like some sort of mobile game.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows about those? But that what's funny is that we're talking about games as a service and like the fact that like people dislike those or maybe the way that they are right now. But there was an article that just came out today by Zach Zweizen on Kotaku saying that 60% of playtime in 2023 went to 6-year old or older games. New data shows. So
believe it.
Yeah. The
not surprised.
The subline is a report shows that while the industry is growing, its biggest competition is Fortnite, GTA, Call of Duty, and Roblox. So like Sony's investment into Bungie to purchase it, like speaks to something that is happening in the industry right now. And we'll see how it pays off for Destiny with Final Shape. But when it comes to like the activities and Into the Light, is there anything that you guys feel like you'll be playing 2 months after, 3 months after, 4 months after?
After Into the Light or after Final Shape?
After Into the Light drops. I
think it's a good turnaround time, especially since they've announced they peeled back the drip feeding in the last week. I think it's a good plot of time to basically say, all right, let us jump in. Let us smash out Into the Light over the next month, because it feels like there's going to be a lot. I'm actually already getting a little bit overwhelmed, a little bit shaky. But then we're going to go into the whole point.
So stressed out. I'm not even joking. I'm so stressed out.
Like this happens every pre DLC, right? That's the thing. I think the most excited I've ever been was for Witch Queen, prior to Witch Queen, and the farming I did and the prep I did going to that. And then I'm like, yep, cool. I'm going to ride that energy. And I was just going off that nostalgia going into Lightfall. And then Lightfall, you know, depending on who you are, it just didn't hit. The same way as Witch Queen. So, but it's like it's been brought back for me, that Witch Queen Forsaken feeling of pre-launch. So we've got a month to really smash out by the looks of all this. We've got, you know, Final Shape coming out beginning of June. It's not long. before we know it, it's going to be fucking Christmas. Like, it's it's going to come along. So we have that. There's a lot of stuff there. What I need, we almost like need clarification on, like, does anyone know that if all this Brave Arsenal and all this stuff goes away when we go into Final Shape?
No, it sticks around.
It stays around for good.
Okay, yeah,
good.
It's
the only thing that ornaments are going to go away.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. That's fine. I'll have my cry about that at another stage. But it's you know, that means you get in now. You do your Final Shape prep. If you're day one raiding, if you're playing the game day one, if you're a content creator, if you're going to take the day off work and play with your buddies, there's still a lot to do, and there's a lot of hype behind that. So I think the next 2 months, we're settled. Month following, we're playing the freaking game. We're grinding through that. We then have episodes launching. So I think that's people are going to be around to see what the new like model is for the game. You know, what to expect. Mm-hmm. Things are going to change. UI is going to change. The way we do things, operate in the game is all going to change. And it's going to set a precedent. So I think I don't see myself playing anything else for the next 3 to 4 months other than this. But then, you know, how quick do these episodes come around?
It's like 6 weeks. You get like a new chapter in the episode.
Right. So yeah, we've got that. So that will keep people coming around. But we all know that it's okay to step away from the game. And once we get to that point, keep coming back if we need to. And just hope that Bungie do what they've done actually many times before and turn it around.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
That's what I do. I mean, I play other games while in like this dry state because of how long this season is. I've been playing other games while playing Destiny as well.
Exactly.
I stream it a lot still, but when I'm like off stream and stuff, I take my time and not try to get burnt out on it. And I do like Call of Duty or Dead by Daylight or something else. You know, I always say like play other games while in this like state. But I'm really excited for Into the Light and the Final Shape. Actually, I really hope it hits like Witch Queen did. Mm-hmm. I think I'm one of the few that actually did like Lightfall, but not like it's not my favorite.
Casper. But someone has a different opinion.
Judging.
Get out.
Judge me. But yeah, I'm really excited for what's coming, especially Hammerhead. That's my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
I will say though, is the hung jury situation.
I will say.
I wish it was Kindled Orchid instead. I wish they brought back a different Black Armory weapon than something that we've had like 6 times already. That's like my only issue I have with this, I guess, is that. But other than that, yeah, I'm really excited.
I would have brought back either the Ringing Nail or the Spiteful Fang or the Tatara's Gaze, because they already have 2 hand cannons. So for like, we have to forget about Kindle Orchid for sure, 100%. Unfortunately, I love Kindle Orchid. I still have mine. I have the curated role still in my vault because I refuse to let go of stuff.
Same.
I'm the same.
It's bad. I should show you like the archived version of my vault. It's bad. It's really bad. And like, I have fights about that with people. It's very funny. Anyway, like Tara's Gaze, I know a lot of people really love. I think that's a sniper, right? Like a lot of people love that. And then the Spiteful Fang, like the bow was also very fun. Or even the Ringing Nail was also a scout that people really, really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. So if it was like
I wish
Black Armory weapon, I would have done that. But what I would have also maybe have brought back, that's just my own personal wish, would have been a Steel Feather Repeater from Season of Dawn.
Ooh, oh my God.
Season of Dawn weapons, I forgot about the sidearm was good,
I know,
too.
Right?
Patron of Lost Causes, you had the...
They had so many great weapons.
The shoddy, like Saint 14 shoddy.
Even like, Saint 14, like one of those weapons instead of Hungry, because it is a hot topic right now in the community, and I fully agree with the community on that one. I don't agree
How
with the community
How many versions
all the time.
Of Hungry we had? This is like the
Too
fourth.
Too many!
Like,
it's the fifth. It's like, the fifth version. Yeah.
Fifth, right.
It's a lot.
Because I was counting the other day how many freaking different skins I have on Hungry Adept from GMs. I'm like...
We also have too many DMP variants as well. DMP.
There's a Nightfall version and like all of that. Yeah, it's a waste of a weapon to bring back. There were other weapons they could have brought back from that.
I can't remember what weapons were on it, but there was actually a Bungie dev who tweeted it, and they said these are the weapons that were considered, but we didn't bring back. can't remember who was on it.
I hope in the future they do bring the others back. Mm-hmm. You know, like other Black Armory, since they're already bringing some, you know, they're, I have hope that they will eventually be brought in. Hopefully for the final shape or sometime in the future. Yeah.
You know, why not just stop there? Like, you know, bring back, the Dawn, bring back the Black Armory, but also put your fingers back into those raids that we've lost as well. Like, they've they're bringing out Midnight Coup, right? Give me my bloody threat level from Scourge, or bring me my
Leviathan. Yeah. Bring all of Leviathan back.
So, you think about it, kind of even the idea of those contingency plans, if they brought back everything we wanted now, what would they have to bring back later?
Right.
Exactly.
Okay, fair.
They'll just bring back Hung Jury. They'll just bring back Hung Jury again because we haven't had it enough.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Hung Jury the expansion.
Think about it this way.
SL7.
If they brought back everything, that means that they just would focus on bringing in new things.
True.
How many new ideas? How many new ideas?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I don't think they can give us as much new stuff as we want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fair. That's
I don't think they'd be able to actually provide that.
Oh,
is this the biggest drop of weapons that we've received in quite some time? Like even season wise?
Other than an expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like taking expansions out of it? Yes. Like
Well, these weapons are the top dog too. They are the most famous weapons since they've been released.
Season of Deep, they brought back the Reckoning weapons, and then they obviously reskinned them for like Taken versions, like Strand and Stasis. So they did that. So if you want to count that, then that was a really big drop last year. But
people were excited for it, but they didn't really put in good perks, I think, and it kind of like died down.
Yeah, no,
there was excitement.
They bring back everything. For them bringing back other weapons.
Then they can
bring in
Destiny 1 and Destiny 2, you know?
you got to stop riding that train. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
I know that. I know. I'm joking. But like technically, all of Destiny 1 is technically into the vault.
Well, they had said specifically, and I don't know where it was, if it was a blog point or blog post, if it was a TWAB, they had said bringing back a PV or a Destiny 1 Crucible map cost the same as making a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 100%.
So 100%. Would we rather get something that's different than porting things from earlier Destiny 2, it's like, would we rather get some Destiny 1 content?
I'd rather
get
new stuff.
They basically have to redo.
I'd rather get new stuff. The new maps look super cool that were revealed yesterday. So
if we're talking about like strikes, some of the new strikes I don't personally enjoy. One of my favorite strikes are actually D1 strikes. Devil's Lair, Saber, Navota, which was, you know, the other thing, the Disgrace. Those are some of my currently favorite strikes because a lot of the ones that I liked are in the vault now. Would you look at that?
Avathun Song, My Heart.
Avathun Song.
Good one,
Voice of a Thousand Voices or whatever, like the Voice of a Thousand, that one. Zol, even freaking Nokris. I miss Nokris. I didn't really like Nokris.
Did you miss Nokris. The Zol one, though?
I miss the Zol one. I do.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where like, she's like, I didn't like those. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, do we bring back like the PvP one? I fully understand because you're like, oh well, new maps, and the new maps are beautiful. I would fully agree with that. But it's like, the strikes or like the story parts or the raids, because they have brought back Destiny 1 raids into Destiny 2, right?
So there's only one more that's not out.
I don't know if that one's reported them. Yeah, I don't know. That one is a big if.
We are seeing a new event or a new activity called Pantheon coming April 30th, which is like the raid boss rush. I've seen a lot of people excited about that. Even Glad posted about it on Twitter when it was announced. I think that
I saw someone being like, oh, this is big enough that Glad's gonna be Destiny 2
streamer
again.
I was in Broman's chat and we had a long talk about like kind of his experience as a Destiny streamer. How he was very adamant of like, look, I'm not the person that's going to be coming back, but like coming back as like a full-time Destiny guy, like that's just not going to happen. But things like Pantheon were tempting enough to them to come back with their old raid team and try to knock out some things.
There's speculation like if we're gonna get like old raid bosses or not too. Like I kind of hope so, but I don't think we will.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
That would spark a lot of like, oh, bring back Scourge if like Insurrection Prime's in there, for example, like because we got Galron's Nightmare, so it's like why not putting Crown, like that type of situation and talk. But it'd be awesome, but I think it might be just what we have now.
I've said for the longest time that they could never bring Scourge back because it would make no sense to players that have come in since they vaulted. Because we have the Elixir Quarter, which is
gone.
Right, the Elixir Quarter. But it's more recent than Scourge.
Yeah,
and it's in the story more recently for people. So that's there. But you've got Scourge, but that is where Scourge took place. So people come in and they start fighting Elixir Quarter. Like, what the fuck is this? Is this a dream? Right. So I've always said they'll never bring Scourge back. Yeah. Right, no, but with Pantheon, it would make more sense because if we just jump back into like, you know, boss or however they're going to do it,
boss
then
arenas.
it is more of that.
But you can argue the same with
Destiny
Devil's
Lost
there.
In Time.
You can argue the same with the old strikes, like Devil's there in the old strikes, like
they're
bubbles of time. Vogue is the same thing.
Vogue is different.
Lore wise,
Vogue
fair,
is different because Vogue never happened, always did happen, and will happen.
I think we're pretty far down the lane, though, of everything kind of happening in continuity in Destiny 2.
Yeah, this is gone.
Yeah, I think if they were to bring back Scourge, or Wrath of the Machine, or Leviathan now, like, would I want to see changes? Yeah. Would they happen? Probably not. They probably, like, they might be some, like, little nod or allusion to it, but I think even that's a little bit much. Expect it this time. It would be cool to see stuff come back though.
But like a Leviathan from the Seasonal Haunt or whatever that season was.
Mm-hmm.
A Leviathan that's taken over, infested with the spores and the Scorn and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Leviathan, but it's Scorn.
Yeah.
And like Shadow Legion. Like
I'm
a rehashed version.
I liked that area. I don't know. I lived in that area for a while.
Yeah, we do.
But yeah, like, so Pantheon sounds good. I think Onslaught sounds like a good activity, like, especially for folks who are looking for a challenge. And it seems like we're going to be, they've said that we are literally going to be showered in loot with that activity.
Mm-hmm. Remains to be seen.
I hope it's like Borderlands. It just comes out and like just rains on you, like with the guns, you know?
More Borderlands 2 than Borderlands 3.
So good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
But, yeah, like it does remain to be seen because they wouldn't open the boxes in that activity. But,
oh yeah, true.
it seems like it'll be fun, and like I like the idea of it going for 50 levels. It seemed like the first few levels took like 10 minutes. Like for every 10 levels for the first few, it took like 10 minutes or something. And eventually, there's going to be like a darkness zone that keeps you from respawning and then hampers your progress as you push forward. But it seems like a fun activity that you can kind of like throw yourself at again and again and still get something new out of it. Outside of that, yeah, we have the Whisper and the 0 hour missions.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about the Brave Arsenal. One thing that I wanted to touch on is that we are getting Forbearance and Succession for players who maybe do not own the entitlements for Vow of the Disciple and for Deepstone Crypt. Everybody here, I think, has a lot of PvE experience, a lot of raid experience. How do you see that change? Where taking raid weapons that are still kind of in the game and repurposing them for an activity like this?
I'm kind of fine with it because it's like Bungie must see those as like integral weapons, like to a lot of activities, and very sought after in the game. So to bring them back for a free thing, to reskin them, to put new perks on them, it's fancy enough for new players to be like, oh cool, I've heard about this for ages, but I don't want to go back three DLCs to purchase that, you know. So they'll get it there. But then with the new perks and, you know, flashing new, you know, those ornaments on it is amazing. With those on it, that's fancy enough for us to go for them as well. So what we want out of it is there from both sides.
Yeah.
I think it's
I'm not a raider.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you might sound really...
I mean, you solo raid.
You are now. Yeah, exactly.
That
you
might are, seem really shocking.
You are the raider of lore, Sammy, if anything.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of clears because I run a lot solo or I run low mans or I like to make things harder than they have to be in running with six people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a team player.
Only here. Slowing you down.
Not only slowing me down. There's just too much going on. Like I'm doing a duo raid, two duo raids this week. Mm. I'm doing all of that solo. But anyways, I do not raid a bunch to get those weapons. I don't have the Deepstone Crypt sniper rifle. I have one and it's a terrible role because I never farmed it. A lot of people I know, either they've never done a raid or they raid as much as they can. There's Fire Team Finder now, but still, it's going to be exciting for people who don't have the ability to form teams of six to go in and get these weapons because they need a team of three.
Yeah.
Much I think feasible. It's exciting. It's more accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So I have anxiety when it comes to raiding.
Mm-hmm.
So seeing a couple of really good weapons from the raid coming out so you can just earn it without having to get like five borders, I think is really good because some people are like me, right? Mm-hmm. Like I have anxiety like with inviting people or getting people to do it or just even going to do it. I love Vow, don't get me wrong. It's my favorite raid, but I still have anxiety doing it. It's like a weird feeling that I have, but I see that a lot of people are very hyped to get it without having to do the grind or do the raid for it and stuff. Like even doing like the first like chest that takes forever, you know. Like you don't get it guaranteed every time, so at first I was skeptical about it, but I think it's a good idea. I like that they're bringing succession, and I don't have a succession either, so I don't have that crafted. I haven't done a Deepstone in forever, but I don't know, I like that they're doing that. I really do, and especially the shiny situation. I don't know too much about it, but It seems like it's a, I think it's a good idea.
It's a, for me, it's a no-nonsense type of situation, because here's how I think about it. A lot of people are like, why would he bring that back? It's to make people interested in buying those old expansions.
That's a really good point.
That's literally what it is.
It's literally like about that
golden carrot of like, oh, see that weapon? It's a really great weapon. There's more great, because like, Deepstone Crit has the sniper, but the commemoration, I think, the machine gun is also a really good weapon.
Yeah.
The scout rifle is one of the few scout rifles that is craftable, that is solar, and like so on and so forth. Like there's a bunch of like really good other weapons, one or two. Not all of them are amazing, but still. So for them, it's like, here's the shiny thing you get, but hey, if you like that shiny thing, you can buy the expansion to get the other shiny things. And it's the same for Forbearance. So they went with like the really well-loved weapons for each of these raids. And they were like, you get that for free. You can get like specific versions for it. But hey, if you like that, there's expansions you can buy to get more of those similar weapons. Because Submission, for example, Ron, amazing submachine gun, kinetic submachine gun, right?
True.
And all of these things. So to me, I was like, oh yeah, marketing thing. It makes sense. Fully get it, not mad at it, get your money, Bungie. That's fair with me. That's fine. And then we go back to the hung jury being a stupid decision. But like, yeah, to me, it's like, I fully get it. There are great weapons. And like Bonna said, having the shiny and then the different perks on it also make it interesting for us. The grinders are the ones that already have the patterns to be like, oh, you know what? I'll still go grind for another one because I want the shiny. I want the ornament. So they kind of went like a double whammy on it in a really smart way. I think it was really well done for them, and be like, okay, we're going to get the grinders, the veterans, the people that already have these weapons. We're going to give you something more to get so that you do want to get them. And if you don't want to get them, that's fair. Whatever. It's fine. You already have them, but you want that specific version of it, go get it. And for the people that are new, they're coming back to Destiny, because I've been talking to some friends of mine and I'm like, oh yeah, if you want to go back to Destiny, it's a really good time. It is a really good time. And it's like, those returning players or those newcomers, they'll be like, oh, that's a really cool weapon. It looks really nice. Are there more weapons? Oh, yeah, there are more weapons. I'll go grab that that expansion, yeah. go grab that thing, right? That DLC. So it was a very smart, very well executed move on their part in that regard.
I wasn't even thinking about that either. Yeah. But
oh, it is.
I saw those weapons. I was like, oh, marketing move.
A lot of this feels like that. Like it's almost like a bald face marketing move. Like to a certain extent.
But you can't even be mad at it.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. Like, because we're getting stuff. We're getting stuff for free. I think another thing that came to mind here, like folks will be able to you can skip the new light option. You now can have you can update your player look. You get another credit for your Bungie name, things along those lines coming with all of this. But one thing that I would love to see in the future, like tied back to what you were saying, Seth, about like selling raids and DLC.
One package deal.
I think it is time. It has been beyond time for quite a while to sell all the DLCs at a reduced price to allow people the more full experience of Destiny.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
The Humble Bundle thing they did a while ago, right?
Yeah. It was like $40 for everything.
You want to know what? I bought it.
Yeah.
I have all the expansions. I have all of them. I have all the expansions on Epic and Steam. I still bought the goddamn bundle because I was like, you know what? If I have to gift it to somebody or if I have to, whatever, right?
Well, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Especially as a content creator.
Right. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm buying this right now. Let's go. And why are you making me
question my past decisions?
I'm sorry.
That's what she does, man. Like, every fucking day.
I'm good at that, right? But like, it's one of those things where I was like, it's $40 for all of it together. Yeah. That's never been as low as that on Steam ever. I'm buying this shit. I'm getting it. I don't care. And I'm like, they really need to do that. Like, especially when Final Shape drops, if by Final Shape, they haven't consolidated everything into one bundle for like, I don't know, $60. Cause I do believe it's worth $40 to $60. Yeah. There's enough content in that for that. Mm-hmm. Between like those prices in between $40 to $60. If they haven't done that, it is a stupid move on their part. Mm. And I'm talking like all the DLCs, the dungeon keys, the Forsaken packs, all of the packs, the DLCs and the dungeons, all of it. One bundle, $60. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. That's it. That's all you have to buy. You have
call
to
buy it the Light Saga pack and be done with it.
Something like that. Exactly. Just make it easy for people, because how many times you guys as content creators, and I see it as a mod in like different channels also, like how many times do people come in and like, hey, I see this game. I've played the free version of it. What should I get? Like, what do I need to buy? Because it is so confusing. And even as somebody who owns all of these things, I don't even, sometimes I have to sit and be like, okay, well, what do you want to do? Okay, you want to do that? Okay, then you should get that. But then if you also want to do this thing, you also need to get this thing. And then it becomes like super expensive for no reason. Sorry, Bungie. Love you. But like, this is ridiculous. Fix your shit. And you're like, and they're like, oh, that's the price of it? That's really expensive. They're like, I can't really afford that right now. And it's completely fair because dungeon keys, DLCs.
And like, then the economy that we have right now.
Right?
You know what? Bungie would still make a shit ton of money if they do it at $7.70. Then they've got their 777 bullshit, right? Yeah. $7.77. They'll make a shit ton of money. Just go and do it. Oh, there you go.
How much money did they make from the Humble Bundle deal? And not everybody bought the Humble Bundle deal, right?
Well, not a lot of people knew about it.
Three times really fast.
Humble bumble. Yeah, but do they not do that before like a massive expansion, like at all?
Nope.
They drop the price. Nope. They put it on sale, but it's like previous season is like cheaper and cheaper.
I think the Story So Far pack that was available in Humble Bundle also went to support the Bungie Foundation as well. Because that is a big thing with Humble. Is that they pushed that, and it came, that was a right around the time of Guardian Game to Give as well. So,
yes, that was great timing, but it was really, like, I think Sammy was going to say that, it was not advertised very well.
Yeah. No.
And that's one thing that I agree, because often this is something that happens. Like, there was a year, you know, like when they do the Killed for Kids?
Mm-hmm.
I always get those emblems because I love those emblems. And there was a year where they mentioned it once, and then they mentioned it after it was done. And I was like, what is this, sorry, but shitty marketing thing that you did with that? Like, you know, people go like foaming at the mouth for emblems, especially like,
oh my gosh, things. Yes.
right? Like, people just insane for these emblems. And, like, what are you doing? Not pushing that thing in our faces all the time. Especially when it's Foundation stuff. Because a lot of the Bungie community is like, Foundation, I'm going to throw my money at you. I get an emblem, let's go. Mm-hmm. It's like all of these things where I'm just like, why is your marketing not great? And, like, the Humble Bundle thing is the very similar thing where it wasn't super well advertised. I managed to see it somewhere on my Twitter feed. I think they mentioned it in like one twab, maybe two at that. And that was it. And like, it was such a good deal too, because I'd never seen all of the stuff, all of the previous expansion stuff at this like low price. And it was for a good cause. Like you did, like you said, it was for the Bungie Foundation stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where I'm like, you need to make money, Bungie. We all get it. We are fine with it to a certain extent. You can make that happen and people will be like, yeah, I will buy this thing, especially the newcomers that are like, I want to get the things, but I don't know what to get. And you will just make money off of it and throw fucking emblems in it as well. And people will buy it again. Like,
as an emblem gremlin, I would love that. I love emblems.
Right?
It's one of those things. So I understand. Like, yeah,
that's why they're bringing back the raid emblems.
I wanted to like ask about when they first introduced like into the light the Bobcat, I think, in their logo, is there anything like to it, or is that like new?
Because that was Destiny 1 stuff.
I was wondering about that.
That was Destiny 1 stuff.
The weapons,
don't we already have that emblem?
The emblem that they're going to be giving away for like the 15 minutes for next week, that we're not even getting into the next week, that there will be a watch
for Final Shape.
Yeah.
Final Shape gameplay.
So, we're not even getting into that. But if you so stressed out. But if you watch that for 15 minutes, you get that Lynx emblem, which I believe was one back in Destiny 1. Toward the end.
Someone posted the emblem. It looks pretty similar.
Yeah. It's from back in Destiny 1. A lot of the weapons from Into Light.
There's also a shader that is from like that.
Yeah, Super Black.
It's like the Tiger Stripe one.
Yeah. Oh. Super Black was, that one was from back in D1. A lot of the weapon ornaments that you're seeing that are like the shiny versions, all of those, I believe, on the site have that little Lynx cat on it as well. It's an old Destiny thing.
Yeah, I didn't really play D1 a lot, so I don't know like anything about it, basically. But there was I like it, you know. But
there was a piece of key art that showed what looked like a hunter with like its a half mask and like its hair flowing in the wind, and I want to say that right next to it was like a lynx cat.
So there is like backstory basically to this.
Yeah, there's like a piece of key art.
Okay.
That tie back to it. Yeah, it's all of this is a nostalgia play. Every aspect of it.
100%.
It's like straight
nostalgia. I haven't
been here
long, you know, just a few years, so I don't really know much.
Yeah. Hear me out. Tinfoil hat time.
Okay.
Brian, where's your hat?
Oh, God, let's go.
All right. I don't know if you've noticed this a lot lately, but they've been doing a lot of maintenance on Destiny 1.
Oh, yeah.
A ton of maintenance on Destiny 1. And they're bringing back a whole bunch of stuff from Destiny 1 and focusing a lot on Destiny 1 stuff and the story. So why are they doing so much about Destiny 1 and working on the technical parts of it right now?
You start asking questions, things will start to disappear.
Yes, that is very true.
It's very bizarre that they keep talking about D1. They're talking about the nostalgia factor. They're bringing back old stuff. And then here they are bringing down the servers, working on maintenance multiple times.
I have a feeling where you're going, but I don't want to say it.
I know. I'm not saying it either.
Yeah.
So
I get where I'm picking up where
very
you're
subtly down. I'm saying very subtly what might maybe be in my thought process.
So
subtly.
What we'll do, this will be the final question of this panel. Thank you all so much for like coming and joining me today. If there was one thing in Into the Light that's like just a small little piece of nostalgia for you, what would you be most happy to see brought into it?
Ooh. That we don't know.
So, Sammy, let's start with you.
Oh, can we not?
Okay, no, let's start with you.
So, can it be like, okay, so whatever is not coming out right now and something that I want from like Vault or whatever, right?
Yeah. Like a piece of nostalgia.
I'm a big, since I've only been playing for like 4 years, mm-hmm. technically, I came through Shadowkeep. So whatever was Shadowkeep to now, I pretty much played. Reckoning. I want Reckoning? Like Gambit Prime back, for example. We have not heard about Gambit in a very long time. Mm-hmm. I really want them to revamp it or do something with it. Otherwise, like, it's practically dead at the moment. So if they brought back something similar to like Reckoning or some sort of piece, or like, you know, revamping it, I think I would like that, because I'm a big fan of Reckoning and all that. So, like, I always rep the Reckoner title, you know. So I think that was a big part of why I played a lot too, is because I actually enjoyed it. So I would like something similar to come back, and yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's it for me.
Incredible. That's a good one. I like that. All right. Sammy, are you?
Yeah. Okay. Subtle Calamity.
All right. Subtle Calamity? I was going to ask you what bow you would want in the mix of all those weapons instead of Hung Jury.
My baby. My child.
Like a spiteful fang?
Ooh.
You know, No. I don't think we need Spiteful Fang. I love it. I ran it all the time, but I don't think we need it in the bow arsenal, which is very hard for me to say.
Yeah. What puts Subtle Calamity above for you?
Subtle Calamity is above everything.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Dang, can you please tell Sammy I won't be talking to her anymore. Please. Thanks.
what? No.
Sammy Bonas says...
Oh God! Okay, we're not starting this, children.
He thinks that you're very great. That's what he said.
There is that. Yeah, no worries.
Okay, I just have to address this. All right, I just need to put this out there. I do not only run bows.
I know,
and I do not always stick up for bows. The fact that we don't have a bow coming with Into the Light is okay with me, only in the fact that eventually it will be in its own, you know, due turn. And we might get a cooler one. Spiteful Fang was great, but we have a ton of kinetic options for bows. We have a ton of kinetic options. We have a ton of lightweight options for that slot. So I love it. It's one of my favorites. I think it's my fourth most used bow.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are better options. And I think that gives an opening for a better bow in the future.
Heck yeah. And that's why Sammy should be president.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bana, what about you, buddy?
Yeah, Spiteful Fang 2.0. Yeah.
God.
Well, in that case, hey, Dan, will you tell Bona?
Oh, God, please, no.
Bana, Bana, Sammy says that they really enjoy how blurry your room is.
I can change that. She has an issue with it.
Why are we? Will you tell Bona?
There's more problems right now.
All right, Bona. Go.
Okay.
Stop
okay.
putting words in my mouth.
Okay. Okay. Come a little bit closer.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Oh God, it's a little bit close.
It's too close. Too close. I could tell that you didn't.
Okay. That's my mustache going up. I need to.
Okay. Yep.
Groom it.
I get that too.
Thanks for calling me out in front of my friends. So years ago, before Outbreak Mission came out, they had said we would be returning to the old tower. In what capacity? If that was just the Outbreak Mission, if that was us, and I don't know if you've noticed, the fires went out on the old tower after Forsaken, I think, like after Shadowkeep, right? The fires went out and you could start to see rebuilding over there.
Yeah.
Right. So we've gone over, we've cleared out lore-wise what's happening over in the old tower. We're now getting the old tower back, as we've seen in the final shape inside the Traveler. I don't really believe we've seen anything in the cutscenes about us hanging out at the new tower or speaking to Zavala at the new tower.
Right.
That we've known for the past, what was it, 27, you know, past 7 years, right? So I'd be pleasantly surprised and almost... called it, if at the end of Into the Light there is an event Crow has disappeared, right? So he's gone off, right? There'll be something that happens, as there always is, before a DLC drops. There'll be some event, and then the servers will be turned off, right, for the day or the week before. I would be pleasantly surprised, but also say, ha, called it, if we return back to the old tower, and that is our base of operations going, along with a helm and, I'm not going to say this because I don't know if it's a leak, but, you know, other any other sort of locations or whatever. But
being very
there, we go back to the old tower at the end of Into the Light, going into the final shape, and we have that in the final shape.
I would like that.
That would be dope. Seth, what about you?
For me, I mean, I got two of the pieces of content that I really wanted, which was the 2 0-hour admission, like a 0-hour whisper. That was like my biggest things for a really long time. I think that what I would really like, and again, this is probably just not possible, but I really want the old planet backs. Like, I'm so sorry, but I love those destinations. They were like my, I call them, I'm sorry, I'm going to swear, but like, they were my fuck around destinations. Like, I would go to Titan when I didn't really know what to do, and I would just go complete bounties on Titan. Or I would go on Mars and do kind of the similar thing, or just go do the freaking, what was the public event?
Is it like Extraction or something?
Escalation Protocol, right? I have HiveX on mine, but I think that was a dev call out. But whatever. Yeah. Escalation Protocol, because for me, Escalation Protocol is far better than Altars of Sorrow. I'm sorry. That's just my own opinion about it.
No, you're right.
And I just like
the completely agree.
Of Mars, right? Like, yeah, to me, like, Escalation Protocol was just better overall. So like, to me, I would love to see those things. I was looking back through old clips for something completely different. Over the weekend, I was like, shit, we lost so many things. Io was a beautiful place too. And all of these things related to it, the Pyramidian, the strikes, and all of these things. Like, I want that content back. And if I can't get that, which I probably won't, Crown. Give me Leviathan. But give me old Leviathan. Make it its own bubble. I don't care. Give me Leviathan Raid. Give me Spire. Give me Crown. Eater of World, even though it's more of a lair than an actual full raid, but whatever.
I loved Eater.
Eater was good, but like, it was way shorter, right? And that's there's nothing wrong with that. It just was really way shorter. But I love Spire. I love Crown. I love all of these raids, and I miss those raids. And I was talking to people about that. They were like, Leviathan itself, the first one, was a great kind of introductory raid, right? It was great to kind of get people like, here's how raids work in Destiny 2. And we lost all of that. And Crown is hands down my favorite raid in the game. The current one that's still in the game would be King's Fall, but I miss those old raids. I miss being able to be like, oh, there's kind of not much to do. Let's grab a team of people, like people that just want to fuck around. Let's go raid. Let's go do these things, because they're not extremely complicated raid, but they are mechanics heavy raid, some of them. And I miss that. I miss the mechanics heavy raid where people had to do their job. And like, you had to have everybody on top of their shit, because otherwise you wiped and start again. I miss those things. Even Scourge, even if it was his own bubble thing, not as much as the other one, but like, those are the pieces of content that I wish they would bring back, because that is what made Destiny so great, because these things were so fun, so enjoyable. The planets themselves, with all the content around it, the story around it, bring back Red War. For the love of God, please bring that back. Anyway, but all of these older pieces of content that are in the vault that were lost, that made the game so great, I wish they would bring it back in some way, shape, or form.
I'm on board with you on that one, yeah.
It's like, that was the soul of Destiny. Like, that was the core of Destiny 2.
Grading is like the top dog in Destiny. You know, you rated. You
not anymore. No.
Nope. Yeah, unfortunately. But back in the day, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Went in there, say like, day one, and, you know, get week one and all that stuff too. So
endgame content. And I wish they would bring it back, because that was so good. Yeah. But I probably will never get that back. But I'll just be happy with my 0-hour and my whisper, and hope that they haven't messed it up too much. You know, like, they made some changes, and I'm a bit wary about that. I'm like,
Trevor, we'll see you now.
What is the release period for those?
So we are getting Whisper, thanks to the Into the Light content release calendar by Charlie Jones from Reddit.
Oh.
Whisper mission is releasing on April 9th, alongside the Onslaught PvE mode. 4:30 will on April 30th. On April 30th, we'll have the PvE challenge Pantheon, as well as the final batch of the Brave weapons available. So all of the Brave weaponry will be available by the end of April. On May 7th, we get the Outbreak mission and the new PvP maps. And then about a month later, just about a month later, on the 4th of June, we have the final shape. So that's kind of what you're looking at for the next two
months. I'm running out of time.
Yeah, it's you got 61 days. That's as of recording, it's 61 days.
2 months tomorrow.
In the month of May, it's just so much going on, especially with other games too.
Yeah.
Like once human, like I'm playing that too. It's like so much.
Yeah.
I'm happy my main game is still Destiny.
I just have, I can't even talk about it right now.
I mean, sorry, like overall right now.
You
like,
got a lot.
Oh my God. Have to get through Explicator, guys.
Yeah, man.
And then you have Whisper to do next week.
How am I gonna get through Whisper with three bows in what 20 minutes?
Oh, you'll be fine. You didn't have Strand. You didn't have Strand back then. It's fine.
Legend. I'm not going to be using Strand.
Oh, yeah.
But you have Egrege. You have other movement tech that you can use at your disposal.
I have to make exceptions for those.
Okay.
Well, Sammy. If you want, like back in the day when Whisper came out the first time, one of the original devs for it, I knew back then also. And I was like, oh, can you help me with it? And he was like, until you can get the traversal parts under 10 minutes, I will not help you. Once you get that done, I will help you finish the mission. And that's what I did, right? So if you want, I can, we can run it together just to get you, the whole traversal. If you can get the traversal under 10 minutes, you have more than enough time.
Yeah.
Because the new version of it will be 40 minutes long for the regular version.
Increase the timer.
Oh, yeah. But I got to go in day one on Legend.
Blind, yeah.
I don't know if it'll be available day one. That remains to be seen. But still, if you can get the traversal under 10 minutes, you have 10 minutes to do the boss. Now, they've changed stuff, so maybe things will be a little bit different. Yeah. I think you'll be fine, though. Especially
in fact, only ever got to the boss twice, and other people had to complete it for me because I couldn't get through the jumping puzzle.
Oh, did you not have Polaris Lance?
I can help.
Back in the day?
Polaris Lance, oh my God. Well,
I'm a much better jumper now.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that's the thing. To me, Whisper is what taught me to jump in Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
That is single-handedly the thing that taught me to jump in this game, because before that, I was bad. And my friend was like, yeah, no, you got to get that part under 10 minutes, learn to jump, learn to do it. And after that, you'll be good to go. And that's how I learned to jump. It really is. So you can do it. I believe in you. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
I could do anything after Explicator.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Anything will be smaller, you know.
Just gotta get there. Gotta get there, guys.
For me, if they brought something into light,
yes,
that is just like a small thing, it would be craftable weapons in Garden of Salvation.
Oh,
I want those crafted.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's a comfy thought.
I feel like they will, right? Have they talked about it at all?
I thought that they had at some point, but apparently not.
They haven't that.
Yeah.
But
I feel like in the final shape, they will or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't they?
If they move away from
crafted
more and more?
That's what it feels like.
For raids, but it's more.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
You know, they may move away from crafted with seasonal weapon grind. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I hope not, though, because everything else has craftable besides Vogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
For raid wise,
Vogue is adept. Vogue is adept. Yeah. Garden doesn't have adepts, right?
It Garden needs some love. Garden's like Gambit, no love at all. You know?
Yeah, I freaking
Reckless
love that,
Oracle right? as a
hell of
great
a gun.
Weapons in that. My favorite fusion is in that.
Oh yeah, like Zealous Reward.
Love that one.
One of the best. Good, Chef's kiss.
A crude redemption.
That's exactly. Yeah. That's what it is.
Crude redemption.
That got me through so many solo dungeons.
Yeah. I think it has some of the best weapons in the game, from a raid.
People
and
just
it's
don't
the
think
prettiest
about
raid.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People that don't was like pretty. It. Just don't like you know. It. That was pretty as well.
Yes.
Why is Val pretty?
I like the dark. I like the creepiness. Like the pyramid aesthetic. I think that's my favorite. Garden's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but I think Vow and that whole lore base, I don't know. There's something about it that I love more.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like Root's aesthetic too. That's why I like the new PvP map.
Yeah,
coming
that
out.
New map
is
going to
be beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, thank you guys once again for joining us here on Destiny Digest this week.
Thank you.
Why don't we go around and let you guys tell the folks at home where they can find you on the internet? Nope. Why don't we start with you?
Okay. So I live on Twitter. So my at is a nope. So it's UHNKNOPE. I also stream on Twitch, which is iNope. I also have a TikTok, which is the Nope, and those are my main platforms I usually go on. But thank you for inviting me on. I had a ton of fun.
It was wonderful to have you. Sammy, where can they find you?
I am on Twitch as SammyCat, and then I am on Twitter/X. I have a hard time saying the X.
Yes.
As SammyCat plays.
The X is silent.
I'm trying to get more into YouTube as well, so that's going to be SammyCat also.
Heck yeah. Bonna, what about you?
Yeah, Dan will, I'm sure, put the, you know, spelling in the thing, because I'm a little bit more funny with the spelling, but it will be in the description of everything. But you can find me on every single platform, and I stream on Twitch Monday to Thursday with some other stuff throughout the weekend, maybe. So, you know, yeah, I'm always around.
Heck yeah. All right, Sarah, we don't do this often, but can you tell people where they can find you on the internet?
They don't need to find me on the internet.
She's just there watching,
secret.
Judging.
Yeah, that's really what I do. I'm in the background, I'm in the shadows. We're good with that.
Peeking through the blinds.
The only platform I really use to like put out content, and I do say like that with huge quotation marks there, is X, technically. And it's the same name as Aipha, so ESEIPHA, and that's it. That's the only one I really use. Should use the freaking Blue Sky one more, but
yeah.
One day.
That's what I keep saying every time I open the app.
Yeah,
I know, right?
My name's Dan Finity. You can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram and the TikTok at DanFinityGG. You can also find me on Twitch 3 days a week, twitch.tv/DanFinity, helping Guardians out with in-game activities. If you'd like to support the show, remember to rate and review on your podcast platform of choice. Anything you say helps us in the algorithm. If you'd like to give a couple bucks a month, head on over to ko-fi.com/DanFinity. That is ko-fi.com/DanFinity. All the links are in the notes for the show. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you find what you're grinding for.